Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation is seeking to grow its endowment. What does the foundation do? How can we help? Let's go in depth with Harv Sprafka, member of the board. Harv, could you tell us a little bit about the Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation?
Sure. The Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation got its start in the mid-1980s. In fact, in 1985, it was incorporated as a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And then in 2009, they changed their name from the Heritage Foundation to the Heritage Community Foundation because they became affiliated with the Greater Des Moines Community Foundation, which has some benefits for the local group, specifically receiving expertise in fiscal and technical matters from the Greater Des Moines Community Foundation. But it is a group that has been raising and receiving monies that they've allocated and invested for special projects in the community of Knoxville, nonprofit organizations that have received those monies. And there's a recently list that we put out of very unique projects. Everybody knows about the Ken Locke Stadium restoration. Money was given to that group. Stepping Stones Early Learning Center, when they had their fundraiser to have their new facility at West Elementary School. Brooks Garden with the Pocket Park, with the skate park out by the high school. So there's a variety of venues that they've supported and continue to support. And they also give an annual scholarship to local students for further education at the college or secondary level.
And there's been some other visible projects, correct?
Oh, absolutely. At the baseball lighting system, they've had the Dixie Gebhardt Memorial on the square, as well as the Amvest Memorial. We also had some downtown streetscape benches and planters that have been purchased through funding that the Heritage Foundation has provided. So there are a variety. And years ago, I understand they gave money to the Bessie Spohr Butterfly Garden, the Knoxville Federated Garden Club. So there are a lot of places that we go to experience and enjoy that receive seed money, if you will, from the Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation.
And aren't those nice signs on the north and south edge of town? Aren't they?
They were part of it as well. Yeah, like I say, there's a list of projects that they participated in, and I know I'm going to omit some, but for years there were other projects that were done since 1985 that I'm not even familiar with. I just joined the board or commission here the first part of this year in January, so I'm still getting familiar with the organization itself, but they've done a lot, and it's planning for the future, not only now, but for the future projects. We don't know what's going to happen in the years to come. What are the needs and wants of the community? So that's why it's important to have a reserve, money that is raised and then invested, so we can continue to enhance the quality of life venues here in the city of Knoxville.
And where does the money come from?
Residents of the Knoxville area. Some leave it in their wills. Some just make a donation. Sometimes there's a specific project that they maybe come acquainted with and want to support. So they give money to the Heritage Foundation so we can provide that funding. But it comes from the citizens of Knoxville, principally, or from the area, or people from who grew up in Knoxville but live away from the community but still want to be a part of the community. And that's the beauty of groups such as the Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation. It's a place where you can invest and put your money and provide good support of projects for the community.
Well, and how big is the endowment now?
Right now, it's in our investments portfolio, it's at $360,000. And we're embarking on a fundraising campaign, and we're hoping to increase that to $500,000 by year's end. So we've got a pretty good goal to achieve, and we're going to be calling on citizens, residents of Knoxville and others to see if they would like to assist us in that venture.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Harv Sprafka about the Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation. So you want to grow the endowment. How much then do you tend to use of the interest each year?
Well, that will vary, and it depends on sometimes on who's applying or if we're getting any requests. For instance, last year I went to the board when we were endeavoring to start the Pocket Park, now known as Brooks Garden, and so I outlined what I perceived the cost would be to get that started. And bring a final chapter to that. And so they were generous, and they awarded that project $9,200. Now, in other projects, it's been more and some less. So it varies in who's requesting and what they how they prudently decide to allocate those funds. One big project, and I don't know how much they gave, but I know it was a sizable sum, and that was, of course, when they were starting the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum years back. So it could vary. It depends on how many requests they get, and then, of course, since they're using the interest on the investments, you know, when the downtime came, well, you don't have quite the money that you'd like to have. But that's one of the reasons we want to increase it. We want to make sure that we can meet the requests and needs of our community. And so for future years, and that's why we'd like to get that reserve or investment portfolio to the $500,000 mark.
And I bet the people that are on the board are well aware of Knoxville and the kinds of projects that the community would enjoy and appreciate.
Absolutely. They're residents of Knoxville. Some of them have been longtime residents. Some are native sons and daughters. It might be behoove me at this time just to mention that Mike Lane is our president. Barry Griffith is the vice president. Penny Somar is the secretary. And Carrie Garcia is the treasurer. And some of the other members are Jay Olson, Jane Conway, Dennis Johnson, Bill McDonald, Park Woodle, Tim Wall, and myself. So we work or provide our services at no compensation. We meet quarterly, and sometimes there's committees within the group, such as the one I'm on with the marketing, and that's why I'm here speaking with you today. But we meet on a more regular basis, monthly, so far. And it's a very, very good group of dedicated and committed citizens who want to make sure that Knoxville is growing and has the quality of life venues that we all would like to have and enjoy.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Harv Sprafka about the Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation. So do you set up general goals, things that you're trying to accomplish, or is it just sort of general community betterment? Or do you focus on history? Do you focus on commerce? Education, or all of it?
I would say all of it, and that's a very good question. Well, it would be the historical, because we have the Dixie Gebhardt Memorial little park there on the square on the north side or south side of the courthouse, and of course you have the AmVets Memorial, so there's a listing of service men and women who have perished, made the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our country. But there are quality of life venues like the skate park and for young people, and then there's the commercial aspects with the planters and the park benches downtown, and of course educational, there's the scholarship, but then you all have the Stepping Stones Early Learning Center. That is educational at the early age for our young people. So I guess it would be a wide range of covering all of those aspects. who knows what the future bears as far as other historical venues, but I suspect there would be some. I know we have a very active historical commission here in Knoxville, and maybe there's something they're looking at they may want to bring up to the Heritage Foundation at some time. So it makes sense, you know, the title's there, Heritage Foundation, Community Foundation. So that is community and heritage, what we've had and what we will have in the future.
And so ultimately all of these things relate to the quality of life for people that live here, and then hopefully building a community that people will want to come to and grow.
Exactly, and also for our visitors, whether they stay here long-term or not, it's for the enjoyment of our residents, our guests, and of course, of Marion County in the state of Iowa. So we hope that people do come to our community and enjoy what we have to offer. And of course, we want to have things that are of value to the residents year-round. So it's meeting the needs of the public, you might say.
Well, let's say that somebody is listening and has a project in mind. What's the procedure for them to apply? And are there forms to fill out? Is there a letter of application? Is there a lot of paperwork? Deadlines?
There would be deadlines. We meet quarterly, and so our next meeting is mid-July. I forget the exact date. It's the third Tuesday of the month. And if someone has something that they would like to receive assistance on, just a simple letter detailing what the project is, what they would plan to do or achieve, and get that to the Heritage Foundation board members before that time, that would be acceptable. And, of course, I gave you the list of the board members. But they could also contact the chamber, and they would be able to provide the resources, who are the members, and how to get that to us so we could review it. Again, we do it quarterly. Sometimes people in various foundations, they do it annually or semi-annually, but we've been meeting thus far quarterly and reviewing applications at that time.
So multiple times to be able to apply over the course of a year.
Exactly. At least four times.
And so how much is the maximum award, or is there such a thing specified?
I don't believe there is, although, again, since we are providing funding on a basis of the interest, the accrual, and limited by that, if there were a major award given, say, one quarter, well, of course, that would probably reduce what could be given in the next quarter or the succeeding quarters. So it would vary, depending on the project, I guess, and the review by the board members, the board of directors, and what they determine is the proper amount to award.
And we can't have all of those great projects if people don't donate.
That's exactly right. It's a way of giving back to the community. Those of us who have come to know and love our community and are proudly to call Knoxville our home, there comes a time in everyone's life they think, you know, boy, I've enjoyed living here. I've experienced the benefits of living here and working, playing, and living, and the cultural, the educational benefits. How do I give back? How do I participate? Well, a lot of people do it by giving back their time and their talents, but sometimes there's people that say, you know, I would like to give some monetary gifts and make sure that what I've enjoyed and experienced can be enjoyed by others, not only now, but in the future, and whatever those future needs may be. So they can leave that. And, of course, being a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and because of the state law, endow tax credit, they receive tax benefits as far as regarding their liability when tax time comes. So their donations can be deducted, like in the federal, but also on the state level with the endowed tax credit of Iowa.
Okay, so we have a variety of opportunities to give. We can make donations, put it in our wills, maybe leave land or, you know, any something like that? Is that a possibility?
I'm not a tax expert, obviously, but I would assume that could be done, and it probably has been done in some communities, you know, when you say about land, bequeathing land or whatever. So I'm sure there are ways that's to be done. I would... my advice, of course, would be for them to visit with their tax consultant or attorney when it comes to that. But yes, people can leave in money through the will of their estate. Yes.
It's interesting that even with small donations or with larger ones, we can help people's dreams be realized.
Absolutely, and that's a very good point. I'm glad you mentioned that, Doctor. All donations, contributions to the Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation are appreciated and accepted. It doesn't have to be a large donation. Whatever they feel that they can give or want to give is what is important. Some of the projects I listed were not major projects. And so money that was given, we were able to bring those projects to fruition. So a lot of times people think, well, I don't have much. And, you know, they think of the big, big projects that people see in other communities, auditoriums or what have you. But in truth, all money, all donations, all participation is valued and important.
Thanks to Harv Sprafka for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.